We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming into the program the Chief Operating Officer for Alda Communications and the Associate Producer for Alan Alda's Clear and Vivid podcast. Sarah Chase joins us. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Rich. It's great to be with you. And I wish I were there for some wine and cheese later on. It sounds like you got a great guest lineup.
Well, you know, this is one of the great scams in radio history is that Eric comes in, we drink wine, occasionally we eat some food, and then we talk about it, and that passes for radio. So we may have pulled one over on people.
Well, it's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're perfectly timed.
Exactly. I'm so excited for the podcast next week. But for anybody who's not aware, you're in the second season of the Clear and Vivid podcast. And this really, if I'm right, goes back and ties into the terrific book that Alan wrote called If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face?
Yeah, Clear and Vivid launched in July of this year, and we've had about 2.5 million listeners since then, so we're doing really well. And season two is wrapping up. Sheila Nevins was the last guest today, and then we're really excited about next week because on February 5th, we are airing the exclusive MASH cast. So it's all the remaining members of MASH have gotten together, and they're going to be on the podcast all together for the first time.
So many great guests along the way. Like a lot of people, I loved the conversation with Michael J. Fox. Mark Maron was great. Neil deGrasse Tyson, former senator and presidential candidate Bill Bradley. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised at this, but frankly, is there anything Alan Alda can't do? Actor, writer, director, and it also turns out he's wonderful at having open, insightful conversations with a wide range of people.
Alan can literally do anything, and I pinch myself every day that I get to work for him. I don't know if you saw his little SAG Lifetime Achievement Award the other night.
I sure did.
He had a great line, which was to, you know, to stay playful, to have fun, and to keep searching, and that's just the heart of Alan. He's somebody who has joy de vivre in everything he does and lives and is so genuine in the way that he interacts with people and shows empathy and just, you know, is a master of his craft as an actor.
Well, next week, as you mentioned, the MASH cast reunited. Mike Farrell, who's a regular on our show, comes on every year. Loretta Swit, Gary Berghoff, Jamie Farr talking with Alan. But you were telling me earlier through an email that this episode almost didn't happen.
Yeah, we had two. One was a incident where Jamie's house is in California. Actually, he and Mike both live in California. But Jamie was in direct line with the fires that occurred. So we had originally planned to tape it back in December, and I think the original air date was December 18th. And we got a call from Jamie about a week before air saying that he had been evacuated and that you know, he didn't know what his situation was going to be. So we cleared the decks and changed all the schedules around and sort of waited until he was safe. We got word from his family that everything was okay, and then we rescheduled. And then as a little sort of Murphy's Law hiccup, we schedule all of our calls on Zoom so that Alan can have a video conference with the people who are in the room. So when we did this, Alan and Loretta were here in New York, and then Gary called in from a landline where he was, and Jamie was at his house, and Mike was at his studio. And we had sent out the video conference link to everybody. And we've used this link, I don't know how many times, like hundreds of times in the last couple of years. And the one day when we have everybody all together is the one day where the company had a glitch and they didn't have a server for a while. And we were sort of like seeing that spinning pinwheel of death with everything trying to connect and nothing happened. And we had some very fast, good studio engineers. I know you've got a great producer there. And your producer will know that's the last thing you want to see is that kind of spinning arrow. And then we had our engineers leapt to the scene and reestablished a connection through another route. And we got everybody on camera and then hooked up on the recording.
You know, we've talked with Mike Farrell about this. We've spoken with Mark Freeman of The Hollywood Reporter, who did a wonderful oral history of MASH a while back. And both said the same thing, that a lot of casts that work together for a long time are close, but neither of them have had an experience with this group of actors who have remained great friends and still have this tremendous level of respect, but love and admiration for each other.
Yeah, and Mike mentioned that again too in the podcast. I mean, he said that this was a once in a lifetime experience. You know, you're in a million lives or a million experiences. He was never going to have anything like this. And he and Jamie and Alan and Loretta all talked about having been on sets and in various films and TV series since then, and the camaraderie and the way in which that they knew and understood each other and were able to relate with one another has never been higher. They've not experienced that again since. And part of that, and the reason Alan started the podcast and even kind of the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science out at Stony Brook, and a lot of the history that he's had was based on those relationships that he built up at MASH and the ability to sit around the table with somebody, to relate to them as genuine human beings, as friends, as colleagues, and then to have that translate on into the screen and the relationship. That was something that he really learned from all of his cast members at MASH, and that was something that he's tried to emulate and replicate with the communication training that we do, and also just in his sort of personal and professional life.
We're talking with Sarah Chase from the Alda Center and the Clear and Vivid podcast. What were some surprises you learned during the recording of the show?
I was surprised to know that I didn't realize that Jamie had served. He actually served in Korea. He was in the Army, and he wore his original dog tags throughout the whole show.
Wow.
Everybody else had sort of prop dog tags made, but Jamie did wear his throughout this, and it was sort of a special moment for him. Gary had a couple of fun stories. They have a real great kind of story at the end about a time capsule that they did. And I'll save the punchline for it, but there was an issue with his teddy bear, and it was quite funny and also a little bit sad.
That's wonderful. Then what sounds like it must have been an incredible lunch with Alan and Loretta Swit.
I couldn't believe this. So afterward, you know, when you work for somebody who's famous and you're sort of around people who are celebrities all the time, you get a little bit of immune to it. We had a wonderful lunch afterward with Alan and Loretta, and it was sort of understanding that you were around television royalty and the history and everything that was around MASH at the time and these two people, and they had so many great stories that continued on after the podcast, and they're just such great friends. It was just a joy to listen to them. I couldn't believe that I was sitting at a table with Alan and Loretta, and they were just talking and you know, it was sort of living good times with them, and it was just great to hear.
We played the trailer yesterday with Alan and Loretta. It was great to hear them together again, and it sounds like from Alan's tweets after the recording that they were not only reminded of the relationship and the bond that they have, but it solidified it even more. He had posted a picture that Gary Berghoff had sent him that he had never seen before from the MASH days.
Oh, they've been sending us photos. It's wonderful. And Gary kind of had the mic drop moment because he sent, you know, pictures of him with the Emmy going, well, maybe you should post this one too, Alan. Come on. You know, Alan's like, well, I've got seven. So then what's wonderful about the cast is that they can have fun with each other like that. You know, they know how to push each other's buttons, but not too far. But they know how to kind of get a good rise out of one another, and it's just so much fun because they're really astounding people and amazing to be around.
Sarah Chase with us here on Downtown, and you have a Maine connection to one of all of our heroes here in the state of Maine.
I do, And I actually have my connection to the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science comes from the University of Maine too, because Laura Lindenfeld, who's the director there, was the director of the Policy Center at the Margaret Chase Smith Policy Center at the University of Maine, and I had known her because I'm a relative of Margaret Chase Smith, and that's how I sort of got into the fold of the Alda Center, and then working with Alan was originally through Laura.
That's fantastic. Well, the podcast is absolutely wonderful, Clear and Vivid. Subscribe to it and be ready to hear the MASH cast reunited. It'll be available on February 5th, and I know it's just going to be a wonderful time for fans of the show and fans of all these wonderfully talented actors. Sarah, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you, Rich, and thanks to all the listeners.